Hi. I'm at an age now where, living in Canada and having descendants of slaves, my friends, my homies, and having even British people and European, my friends and my homies. I've thought of something and it pretty much makes sense to me, people. Like this slavery issue, which was always a problem in mankind. It's not new. It wasn't new in America. It wasn't new in Europe, Africa, Asia. But I thought of something. I really thought of something, and I'm specifically, when I think of slavery, I'm thinking of the American slavery. But it's worldwide. Like basically, slavery to me, how I see it, what it was. Today, there's different types of slavery: economic slavery, class slavery. But let's say forced slavery, you owned someone. Basically, it's hatred. Hatred and slavery go hand in hand because if you really love someone, right, can you really torture them and have them as slaves? No, you have to hate them so much where you think you're right and they're wrong to have slaves and torture people, And it's not new. Us Greeks, we were slaves and they hated us and they thought we were dirt and nothing. We were scumbags and the Africans in America more recently, scumbags and they're not even humans, we're nothing. Because they hated us and that's the only way you could really, really have slavery. Even with the Egyptians and the Jews. It's like really thinking these people that I own, I hate them and I'm gonna torture them and I'm gonna feel good about it. And they're wrong, and it doesn't matter what religion either, Like all religions have had some form of slavery. It's like it's basically a hate, and we're better, and you are nothing. I owe you. I can kill you. I can torture you. You're my property. You will do what I say, and goes hand in hand with hatred. Because if you really love your slave, which there were people that loved their slaves, they were like generous and lenient and, gave them water and bread and gave them a home, even in all of slavery. But then the majority that were greedy, you better work, you better work. I want more money. I want more money. You better work hard. I hate you. You're going to work for me, You're gonna be my slave. You're my slave. I bought you. You're an animal. You're not even human because I hate you. And you're gonna give me what I want. And I'm not, rape is part of that too, but I won't get into that. But basically, my opinion, I'm old enough to understand things, and I've understood one thing, that slavery and hatred go hand in hand. It's taught. It's taught to hate, especially in slavery. And if you really think about it, if you really love someone, you set them free. You cannot have them as slaves if you really love them. But if you really hate someone and think you're better, then you will be violent and torture people, and torture your slaves and torture the people. And that's what my common sense tells me about slavery. And today, it's economic and class system where it's like different because we, people died for us and, to live free. And I'm just think about it, people. Think about this the way I've presented this argument. It's basically so simple in a way. But I don't know if I've heard others say it indirectly, directly, maybe. But it's like hand in hand. Hatred and slavery, money, economics. It's all hand in hand. It's like You can't have one without the other, because like I said, it's so simple. If you really love someone, you'd set them free, right? You would share with them, obviously. But unfortunately, the sword ruled, violence ruled, and they mimicked the animals, the lions, you know, the king of the jungle. That's another thing. It was like we're human beings, but you know, the jungle is the jungle, and there's always crazy people, and you have to be violent sometimes. You have to lock people up sometimes. As a society, though, honestly, it depends what part of the world. Extremism, slavery, like different types of slavery, where it's like religious slavery or economic slavery, or it's like work that nobody wants to do, slavery, and immigration slavery, and all types of slavery today. And that's what I honestly think. And it's sad. It's sad to think that way and feel that way. But honestly, I believe hatred and even all sin is taught, and I believe children are vulnerable, like the Nazis, what they did, and the pornos and all that, and movies and all that shit, and all the things like that are taught, you know, they're taught, and it's like the Nazis taught the youth, and corruption is teaching, you know, success, money, greed. You know, be like this person. You know, they have it all in their imagination. They have it all, but it's everything breaks down. Everything gets dirty in this world. Everything gets old. You can't take it with you, no matter what. You can have all the things you want, but if you don't have someone to sell it to, it's worthless. It just sits there, diamonds, anything. And unfortunately, it's taught to find people that are vulnerable, innocent, the good people, and take advantage of them. And it's sad, really. And this is my life experience, how I see things. You know, I could be wrong, but really, I believe what I'm saying. And it's like, it's something that, the good thing is that, I wanted to say also, I just remembered that, when we have diseases, like lethal diseases that, you know, we're going to die soon or you're going to die eventually. Don't always look at it as something negative, you know, because it could be telling you saw a sign, you know, from God that, listen, what's your priorities? You're going to die soon. What do you really care in life, you know? Is it the money? What is it, the property? What is it, slavery, like to have slaves? What is it? Is it love? Like, are you going to love? Are you going to change? Are you really think of death? So death is something that is part of our life through Adam and Eve. You know, they're the ones that had us to all die, the human race. But like I said, that it's not forever. It's not forever, people. And you know what I'm saying? We believe, as Christians, as people that believe the soul lives forever, love lives forever, and that's the way it is. Love will never die, as they say, and that's the truth. Peace.